Hi, it's Jeff Farley at the Otisville Mount Hope Presbyterian Church, and our Christmas Eve sermon, now part of today's word from our weekly broadcast. If after listening you have questions or would like to know more, please contact us at our email address, otisvillepress@hvc.rr.com, or check out our website at www.otisvillepress.org. So the scripture lesson is Luke chapter 2. About that time, Emperor Augustus gave orders for the names of all the people to be listed in record books. These first records were made when Quirinius was the governor of Syria. Everyone had to go to their own hometown to be listed, so Joseph had to leave Nazareth in Galilee and go to Bethlehem in Judea. Long ago, Bethlehem had been King David's hometown, and Joseph went there because he was from David's family. Mary was engaged to Joseph and traveled with him to Bethlehem. She was soon going to have a baby, and while they were there, she gave birth to her firstborn son. She dressed him in baby clothes and laid him on a bed of hay because there was no room for them in the inn. That night in the fields near Bethlehem, some shepherds were guarding their sheep. All at once, an angel came down to them from the Lord, and the brightness of the Lord's glory flashed around them. The shepherds were frightened, but the angel said, "Don't be afraid. I have good news for you, which will make everyone happy. This very day in King David's hometown, a Savior was born for you. He is Christ the Lord. You will know who he is because you will find him dressed in baby clothes and lying on a bed of hay." Suddenly, many other angels came down from heaven and joined in praising God. They said, "Praise God in heaven, peace on earth to everyone who pleases God." After the angels had left and gone back to heaven, the shepherds said to each other, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see what the Lord has told us about." They hurried off and found Mary and Joseph, and they saw the baby lying on a bed of hay. When the shepherds saw Jesus, they told his parents what the angel had said about him. Everyone listened and was surprised, but Mary kept thinking about all this and wondering what it meant. As the shepherds returned to their sheep, they were praising God and saying wonderful things about him. Everything they had seen and heard was just as the angel had said. So here it is, Christmas Eve, and we're all ready for Christmas, right? We have the cookies and the carrots out for Santa. We have the stockings hung by the fire with care. By the way, does "with care" mean you have a fire extinguisher ready? Just curious. Christmas dinner is ready to be cooked. Presents are wrapped. Everyone has on their Christmas pajamas. All the Christmas cards that are going to be sent or not are sent. Or not, it's time. But is it? Advent concludes tonight. Advent in church life is a season of preparation, a time intended to get our hearts and minds focused on the arrivals of Jesus, first as the child in the manger in Bethlehem of Judea, and secondly as the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. But for the most part, it seems we are more distracted by the details of what our Christmas celebrations have become than prepared for the arrival of a king. Advent is no longer, if it ever was, a pause in the craziness of life to look introspectively at the condition of our faith. Instead of a pause that refreshes, Advent has been made into a time we are run ragged by what in so many ways has become a commercially fueled frenzy of activities. Some of them may have to do with the child born to Mary and Joseph, but many of them, actually most of them, have nothing to do with the story of the manger. Now, don't misunderstand. I like eggnog. I like Rudolph. I like Christmas cookies way too much. I like giving and getting presents. I love having my family gathered to celebrate. I love the way Noah's eyes pop out of his head when he sees all the presents under the tree. I love Christmas carols, both the sacred ones, of which far too many are just weird, as well as the more contemporary ones. But I also see the difference between the Christmas that our culture seems to obsess about and the one where Mary and Joseph walk to a town 90 miles away to get counted in a census so they could be taxed. Think about it. The first Christmas day was a tax day. It was a Christmas where there were no presents under the tree because there was no tree. A Christmas where the only gift was a child born who Mary and Joseph had been told was God's Messiah. A Christmas where the only guests were shepherds, not exactly dressed in their holiday best, but rather right out of the fields, and one would guess smelling like it too. And not only that, but talking crazy to boot about an angelic chorus. Have you ever studied what the Bible calls angels? I don't think they look like the lineup we had last Sunday when the Empower Kids sang for us. Glorious and scary, I'm thinking, was that original angel chorus. Now, this was a Christmas where the exhausted Mary had to learn how to nurse, as if it was not already crazy enough, which is why, while I know the pictures of the stable out in the fields is beloved by many, I really do hope Mary and Joseph made it to Elizabeth's house in Bethlehem. That's where the other women would have come into Mary's aid, and Joseph would have been roasted outside by all the men in the family and maybe given whatever in those days served the place of a cigar. A Christmas where the heat of the gathered animals would have warmed them, where the cries of the baby Jesus would have made them laugh at his huge lungs, and where they would have smiled at Mary and Joseph's distress as they worried if his squalls meant that he was all right or not. Christmas where the Nazareth family was far away, but the Bethlehem family was near at hand, and as all families do when a little one arrives, would have been rejoicing. A Christmas where the long-told promises of Scripture would have been on center stage, retold for little ears to hear, that God was at work in all of this, just as God is at work in all of what we are experiencing today. Even in the midst of COVID, God is at work in you and in me. If you can see beyond Frosty and Rudolph and the Instapot cheesecakes, the word says God will send a son, and Joseph shall name him Joshua in the Hebrew and Jesus in the Greek, and you will know that your salvation is at hand. That is where Advent has been taking us and what Christmas is all about: God's provision for his people in the baby of Bethlehem, Jesus Christ the Lord. May this good news bless you and yours this Christmas. Amen. Thanks so much for joining us for a Christmas Eve sermon. We hope all of us hear that your Christmas is simply amazing and very much blessed. Good night.